Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
101 here on the Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. Lukey. It is After Hours here on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to join the conversation. I got you for the next 59 minutes. And then Al Cintron, as the Nick party continues here on WFAN, he will take over at 2 a.m. This was the greatest Knicks playoff victory of my lifetime. The greatest. I wish I was inside the building just to feel that emotion. But even sitting here at the WFAN newsroom for that comeback was extra special. Sure, the Knicks could have won by 50. They could have won by 60. They could have put up 150 points. But to have this type of win, to have this type of memory, a game, a moment, a run, a night that none of us will ever forget, it made it extra special. Because not only was it the greatest Knicks playoff win of my lifetime, four decades of being a Knicks fan, the greatest, it was also one of the greatest nights in the history of New York sports. One of the great playoff victories in the history of this city. Playoffs, postseason, across all the major sports. It was historic. It was emotional. It was wild. It was unbelievable. It was a night, a game that none of us will ever forget. We'll tell our kids, our grandkids, somebody randomly on the street, we'll talk about this game for the rest of our lives. Not only as, for me, the greatest Knicks playoff victory of my lifetime, but but one of the great nights and playoff postseason wins in the history of the greatest city in the world and the greatest sports town in the world. And that says a lot. For all the years of bad moments from the Knicks, it was all worth it to experience what we did tonight. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to, it's after hours, Loogie here in the late night. Let's go to Frank in Connecticut. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Loogie, how are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
Good. Driving home from the game.
Beautiful.
And man, let me tell you, I mean, to go from the third quarter where, I mean, we were in the crowd just looking for anything to get behind. And then, you know, he pulls hard for Shamit. Jalen, they finally find a match that they like where they get attacked hard, and it just started to build, and it started to build, and the crowd was on it. As soon as Jalen hit that first shot, we kind of felt it. Couple of stops, and then it just avalanched.
Yeah, the crowd went nuts. I think somebody, I forgot who it was, but they hit a three. The Knicks were down 17, and the crowd was on their feet chanting defense. Like, in many ways, you, Frank, the rest of the people at that game, you willed this team to victory. It was unbelievable. And I've said this a million times. I'll let you finish, Frank. There's nothing in this city like Knicks playoff basketball. When this team is good, when this team is great, there's nothing like being in that building. Nothing. Nothing.
Well, we were looking for a threat. I mean, they were at one point like 2 of 22 from downtown. So we were hungry for that. And you know, I was in the building last year for game one against the Pacers. to feel the excitement with about 3 minutes left, and then for the Pacers to go on that crazy run, and now to be on the other side of it, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible to, because when we left the building last year, we all looked at each other like, what happened? How can we recover from this? To tonight where, you know, we feel great.
Well, you probably, you know what though, Frank? You probably still said the same thing. What the heck just happened? But you didn't say, how do we recover from this? You said, how do we celebrate this?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was those demons felt, for me, you know, that one stuck around with me for a while, that loss, and it feels exercised right now, and phenomenal night.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I still would have been supremely cocky and confident even if the Knicks had lost this game. Let's say they had ended up losing by 22, or they cut the lead to, you know, deficit to 10 and they lost by 12, or even if they fought all the way back. I'll go a step further. Even if they lost the game in overtime, which they were never doing, but even if they did, I still would have been supremely confident and cocky because they're the better team, they're the deeper team, they're the tougher team. They have home court advantage, and I knew they would bounce back. But I understand there would have been a lot of trepidation. Like, there were people ready to sell their tickets. There's ready people to stop watching the games, stop watching the Knicks. I understand that. That's the way this city operates, especially when you have a team like the Knicks who have had a roller coaster type of season this year, who have had these moments in the playoffs before. Sometimes they've recovered. Sometimes they haven't. But now all that's out the window because the series is a wrap. And now when you hear me say that, you're not like, Loogie, shut up. You're being too positive. You're gonna say something and things are going to go wrong. No, everybody now is like, oh, you're totally right. But that's the difference between, you know, winning in the way they won, especially. And for the Cavs, and this was their opportunity, and they blew it, to basically say, well, we're going to just have James Harden go one-on-one. I mean, I said it before the series. I said it when he got traded to the Cavs. I'll say it a million times because he deserves it as a sports loser. He is a sports loser. And if you put the ball in his hands, you also are a sports loser. And I thought Kenny Atkinson got hosed here in Brooklyn. He got a raw deal. But guess what? He had a brutal night. Brutal. And if I were the Cavs when I was up 7, I either would have sent Harden to the strip club early to celebrate, put him on the bench. They couldn't have, Cleveland that is, screwed that up anymore. And the Knicks couldn't, on the flip side, be any more perfect. So it was a dance between the two teams, and you needed both to cooperate. But I can't say enough about the crowd. The crowd was absolutely unbelievable. Let's go to Cam in Crestwood. What's up, Cam?
Hey, Loogie. How you doing, bro?
Great. How are you doing?
I am over the frickin' moon. That's how I'm feeling, because I just got back from the game. That I got two questions for you, because after we were down like 22, you would have thought that we were in St. Patrick's Cathedral, how quiet it was.
Yeah.
But after we shot back from 17, my God, what a crowd.
It didn't take much, Cam, and this is what I was saying, and I can't say enough about it. It didn't take, this is a thirst, you know this, this is a thirsty fan base. This is a loud, passionate fan base. And even though it was quiet and you can hear a pin drop, the second any sign of life was there, you knew they were waiting. The second there was any sign of life, the crowd erupted. And I believe not only lifted the Knicks, but they completely put the Cavs out of sorts and they didn't know what to do.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like, I'm looking at, like, I'm listening to the radio right now. I'm watching TV. I'm seeing that they went like 1-for-10 on field goals. They had no idea what was happening. But two questions. So I remember those Giants runs when I was a kid. Would you count this win up there with like the NFC Championship game wins?
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Against the Packers, against
yes,
the Niners.
And here's why, because I know those are football, so it's just one win, and this is only one win, but this is a win where you're going to the finals now. Does that make sense? Like, if you, I still thought they would have won the series, but when you win this one, like, it's over now. Like, boom, they're going to the finals. So I can equate it to a football victory because it's only one game there and that sends you to the Super Bowl. So yes, I would put it up there. I can't put it up there with the Super Bowl wins because it's not a championship yet, but certainly the steps to get there, 1,000%.
Yeah, I just wanted to be careful with that one. Second question.
No, of course. Super Bowls are Super Bowls, World Series. Those are different categories. But in my bones, I know this is the one that's sending them to the finals.
Yeah, last question before I send you off tonight. I wanted to see, I was walking into the Garden tonight saying to, like, literally anyone that will listen, Knicks in a soft six. So I would say that we go up 3-1, you lose, maybe lose game five, win game six. Do you think that it would be like that, or do you think this is clearly a 4-5 situation?
You're saying going into it or after tonight?
After tonight.
No, I think it's over in 4 or 5. I don't think Cleveland's going to be able to recover from this. They have to sit here in New York City where there's a ton of distractions, and they have to basically have this marinate one of the most the historical losses in the history of the NBA playoffs for a team that I think is already gutless. They are not going to be able to recover. I think the Knicks will now use this as they've shooken off the rust, and they will roll from here. I thought it was going 5 anyway. Now I might change it to 4, but I'll just to be safe, I'll say 5.
Appreciate you, Lucas. Have a good night.
Yeah, you got it. No problem. Yeah, this one, this is a wrap. This is a beyond a wrap. But I was so confident and cocky going into the... I didn't see any scenario where the Cavs had any type of advantage in this series. Now, boy, for 3.5 quarters, and I will say this, the Knicks were certainly rusty, but the Cavs also missed a bunch of shots early on. They didn't play great basketball in the first half, that's for sure. They were down 11. So they didn't exactly come out blazing in that first half and were hitting shots left and right. There were a lot of open threes, but they missed a lot of open threes. Then they started knock down shots. They were breaking down the Knicks' defense. It was ugly. And the Knicks couldn't buy a bucket. But then the better team snapped into it and went on a historical run. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Andy in Woodside. What's up, Andy?
Hey, Luki, what's going on, man?
What's happening?
Hey, man, I'll tell you something right now, man. I agree with you 100%. This is a wrap. This is a wrap. This is going to be a complete sweep. And you're absolutely right.
Yeah, to me now, it's not only did you have the party tonight, now I just see a party for the next three. Maybe Cleveland gets one, but it's going to be 4 or 5 just because the Knicks are the superior team. They have major advantages in this series, and they weren't even able to exploit those advantages. Like when they get their A-plus game, they're going to blow the doors off the Cavs, just like they did to the Sixers, just like they did to the Hawks. They gave the Cavs an opportunity to get out of here with a split, and the Cavs said, we're good. We don't really want to go to the finals. We don't even really want to make this a series because, and I know this is a harsh word, but it's the truth. They are gutless. They are clearly now poorly coached. And I like Atkinson, but he was brutal tonight. And their superstar did not demand the basketball. And I love Donovan Mitchell, but that's ridiculous that he was not involved.
You know what, Lugie? I don't want to go so far as you saying that, you know, that the Cleveland were gutless or anything like that. I think at the end of the day, like, I think just the Knicks are just like that intense, like that intensity, like the way like they're hungry for this championship and like they want that chip. So I think that's what it really comes down to.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
But you know what, though? At the end of that game, whether it's the coach or whether it's Mitchell, he's got to have the ball in his hands. And I know that 3 from Merrill
almost
went down. So that's kind of what I mean by that. It's like, and I love Donovan Mitchell, but I've always questioned if he has that extra killer instinct and that fire like a Brunson has. And if it was you go by tonight, he doesn't. Because you know what? James Harden is just a sports loser. And the fact that he was handling the basketball, and I kept saying it to my friends watching this game, I'm like, please, Harden, keep shooting, because he's going to allow the Knicks to get back in this game. And that's exactly what happened.
No, exactly. But to be honest with you, Lugie, at the end of the day, like, the Knicks actually finally, like, showed, like, you know, what they are. And at the end of the day, they are a championship team.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yep, they have all the ingredients.
That's just the bottom line.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what we got to go through moving forward. You know what I'm saying? And they proved it tonight.
Sure, and you know what it is too, Andy? It's not just because, to me, the biggest difference with this team from years past is their depth. Their depth. Because they were able to go to Shamet tonight, and he had 3 big threes. He was awesome defensively. And the Knicks, when it got late in the game, they had that reserve. They had that extra gear because of the depth, because they don't have tired legs, because they were allocating minutes throughout the year. They're going 10 deep here in the playoffs, which is so beneficial when you get down to the final 4 teams. Number one, you're stepping up in class. Number two, you're playing teams that have, you know, deep rotations, especially when you get to the finals. And that has been so beneficial for them in this run. Their bench, whether it was the first round with Alvarado and Clarkson, and then the second round with Deuce and Shamet stepping up for Ananobi, and then Shamet again tonight. That depth that they have and are utilizing, even more importantly, to me is the biggest difference with this team this year.
And one last thing that I'm gonna tell you, Loogie, before I let you go.
Yep.
Right now, the Knicks have all the resources right now to sweep this team.
Yep.
I'm gonna tell you that right now.
No doubt.
They have all the resources right now to sweep this team. So right now, I'm just gonna borrow my my grandmother's traditional broom. And And that's it. Like, this series is over. After tonight, this series is over. It's going to be a sweep.
Yep. It was over anyway, but we also got to have this type of game. It was over anyway. This was the most vulnerable the Knicks were going to be. With the long layoff, you didn't know how Ananobi would react, and the Knicks were sloppy, turnovers, missed threes, bad basketball. Cavs weren't great either, but they were better, and I think that has a lot to do with the fact that they just played a basketball game a couple days ago, so they were more dialed in, locked in. And then at the end of the game, the pendulum swung, and the team that had just played a couple days ago got tired, and the team that had the rest finally shook the rust off. And Mike Brown was amazing. Brunson was amazing. Shamet was amazing. Bridges was amazing. And he's playing his best basketball as a Knick. The idea that those picks were too much for him, that is a wrap. It's over. The Knicks are going to the finals. It was well worth it. All the doubters, naysayers, and people that were critics of Mikal Bridges on both ends of the spectrum, meaning Knicks fans and Nets fans, could quite frankly shut the hell up because that's over. And Mikal Bridges has proven everybody wrong. After his lowest moment as a Knick, he is now having his best moments as a Knick. He was as good as anybody on the floor against the Sixers. Anybody on that team. And tonight, again, he was unbelievable. Aggressive, taking shots, big threes down the stretch. Great on defense. What more can you say about the guy? This is the player that Leon Rose thought he was acquiring. This is the guy that was on the Suns. This is the guy that you saw early on in Brooklyn. This is the Mikal Bridges that I, for years, said was going to be the final Infinity Stone. And I remember the night he was traded. How could you forget? Subway Series, I'm at Citi Field. You could hear the buzz in the crowd. As I was leaving that game, Subway Series, and I've said this forever, between Met fans and Yankee fans, there will never be peace. But on that night, there was, because all I heard walking out of Citi Field was, let's go Knicks. That's what I heard. Because everybody was excited about that move. And obviously there were many nights where it looked like it might have been a mistake. Even with some of the moments Bridges had in the playoffs last year, you never saw the complete game from him that you're seeing now. He has officially been unlocked. Another reason why you hired Mike Brown, who certainly deserves a ton of flowers, and he'll get that as this team gets closer and closer to the finals. But one of the reasons why you hire Mike Brown is because you wanted to unlock Mikal Bridges. Well, that's exactly what he did. It's exactly what he did. Play the bench, unlock Bridges, unlock Cat. That's exactly what he's done. And Mike Brown, much like Bridges, has a lot of critics, a lot of naysayers, a lot of doubters. And those people are awfully quiet right now. As they should be. Because how could you possibly argue with the decisions that... Basically, is what I would say is this. Going forward, if you're... This would be something I would do. Don't doubt Leon Rose. Don't doubt him. He turned the Knicks into the best-run franchise in this city. After they were in the depths of sports hell forever, a laughingstock, an embarrassment, the worst franchise in the NBA and arguably in sports. And Leon Rose came in here and as the architect of this team, and there's a lot of moves he's made that people doubted. People doubted the Ananobi move. They doubted the Bridges move. They doubted the Towns move. They doubted hiring Mike Brown. It's like, okay, keep doubting this guy because he's proven everybody wrong. Everybody. And he, Leon Rose, is as responsible as anybody on that court for this. As anybody. Because for years we heard, what did we hear? We heard the Knicks will never win as long as James Dolan owns the team. If you heard it once on this radio station, you heard it a million times. I would argue it is on the Mount Rushmore of comments that have been made on this radio station, along with fire Brian Cashman, the Wilpons need to sell the Mets, and A-Rod will never win a championship. That might not be the fourth one, but I'll think about the fourth one. But those other three, definitely. Well, guess what? You know what James Dolan did? He didn't sell the team. He hired the right person. And that person is Leon Rose. And he completely changed the fortune of that franchise forever. And now they are three wins from a place they haven't been in 27 years. And they are seven wins away from immortality, a place they haven't been in 50 plus. When many said it would never happen as long as Dolan owned the team. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Paul in Yonkers. What's up, Paul?
Absolutely sick, Tommy. I decided at 93-73 I had enough.
What happened?
The Knicks were never going to go on a run.
Well, what'd you do?
I went to Tom Cruise and Castaway.
Tom Cruise is not in Castaway. Tom Hanks is in Castaway.
I'm sorry. Hey, Tommy, I'm waiting an hour and a half.
But what does that have to do? What are you waiting an hour and a half? Tom Cruise is not in the movie.
It's 1 o'clock.
Hold on a second, Paul. But wait a minute. You get up at 1 o'clock in the morning. This is like early for you. You're starting your day here. You're having a little tea, little crumpets.
I'm too sick, man.
A little baked potato.
I left the game.
You didn't see any of it?
Tommy, I left at 93-73.
You turn it back on?
The Knicks can't go on. No, I put on the radio and they're doing the Yankee highlights. I'm waiting for you.
Waiting for me? You didn't turn the game on? You just watched Castaway to the finale?
Yeah, I didn't care. The Knicks lost. They were awful tonight. They lost. There was no, what's what I got to go to see when they lose by 25?
You gave up?
They were never in the... I quit, yeah.
You quit.
So now I put the radio on, waiting for you. You come on, the greatest game. I said, why is he talking about the ball game?
You didn't even realize that the Knicks had won until you heard my voice, Paul?
I swear.
You didn't turn the TV back on to check and see what the final score was?
No, they were shooting blanks. They were 1 for 39, hitting threes.
Paul, did you think I was just being positive, Tommy? Or did you think, when you first heard me say one of the greatest things ever, what was going through your brain? Paul and Yonkers watched Castaway with Tom Cruise, in his words, not mine, not Tom Hanks. I love Tom Cruise and Big in Philadelphia, by the way. He was amazing in that. Did you see Tom Cruise's first
comp? The Spur game
was 24 hours ago.
I know that. I couldn't fantasize you talking about the... Tommy,
Paul.
I need ESPN to replay the game.
Well, they're not going to do that for you. They're not doing that for
Come
you.
Come on, please. I'm watching ESPN
Paul,
all night.
Have you even seen a highlight? You haven't seen anything from this game?
Oh, of course. It don't mean nothing. Doesn't mean anything.
Did you learn a valuable lesson here, Paul?
I was mad. I got pissed. I was mad. Come on.
But you don't turn the game off. Yeah, but don't turn the game off.
I did.
Maybe you put it on mute.
I was down by 20.
This is why, Paul, you need two televisions. Because what you could have done is mute the Knick game, and then you could have put on Castaway or the Big Bang Theory on the second TV and then just monitor what was going on with the Knicks.
They scored 144 points. They got 73. What am I? There's nothing to watch.
Yeah, but doesn't that tell you? But Paul, haven't you seen enough from this team where they could turn it on at any second? Mm-hmm. They go on these historical runs.
I just decided that the 9 days, it was, throw one to the alligators. That's what my mind said. Throw it to the alligators. We'll get ready for, Wednesday.
Well, listen, Paul, you know I love you, and I'm picking on you a little bit, but you weren't alone. We had a caller call up earlier that said they watched the Pine Barrens episode of The Sopranos, which is the greatest episode in the history of that phenomenal series. Absolutely as good as it gets. Love that episode. I had a caller say that he turned off the game, but then did tune back in. Like, that's the thing about it, Paul. You didn't even have a little curiosity. Like, if you would turn the game off, like, I'm just frustrated with them. I'm going to just turn it off. 7 minutes to go. I'm done. They're going to lose this game. I'll see you on Thursday. You don't check back. You don't check the score. And then you're sitting waiting for my show to start. And to your surprise, I'm telling you that the Knicks won the game. Were you waiting for me to be like, psych? Gotcha. Oh, Paul. Never change, though. We need the Paul and Yonkers of the world. Paul and Yonkers, who basically already told me that he's happy with the quote-unquote minor leaguers on the Mets. That was last night. And now tonight, the guy turns the game off with 8 minutes left and then never turns it back on and has no idea, as my show starts, that the Knicks had won the game. Incredible. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The fans at the Garden willed the Knicks to victory. There is nothing like playoff basketball at Madison Square Garden. This is a starving fan base. This is a fan base that so badly wants to get back to the finals for the first time in 27 years. This is a fan base that so badly wants a championship for the first time in over 50 years. The electricity, just the environment at the world's most famous, there's nothing like it. And I got to credit the fans that were in that building because they saw something special. They saw history. They saw one of the greatest sports events in the history of this great city. And there's a lot of people that deserve credit for it. Brunson, Shamit, Mike Brown, James Harden, Kenny Atkinson, Mikal Bridges. But you know who else deserves a lot of credit? The fans that were at Madison Square Garden. Because even down 17, that place was alive. That place was loud. And they willed the Knicks to that victory. They gave the Knicks everything they needed to have one of the most historic comebacks in playoff history. And not only did they do that for the Knicks, they completely took the Cavs out of their game. The Cavs were spooked. They were a deer in the headlights. They were swallowed up and spit out, chewed on, spit out, swallowed, the whole nine, digested, you get it. We won't go to the next step. It's a family show. But they completely folded like a cheap suit because they couldn't handle the greatest city in the world, the greatest arena in the world, and the greatest fans in the world, which is New York fans. They didn't handle the smoke. They didn't want the smoke. And they completely and utterly melted. So it affected the Cavs, you, the great Knicks fans at Madison Square Garden, and Madison Square Garden shaking, erupting, the roof blowing off, lifted the Knicks to this victory. And we got one of the great nights in terms of sports in the history of this great city. So thank you, my fellow Knicks fans. You guys were amazing. You showed up. You showed out. And you willed this team to victory. And you had the Cavs throwing up all over themselves because they couldn't handle the lights. They couldn't handle the pressure. They couldn't handle the energy, the noise of the greatest arena in the world. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. Let's go to John in Babylon on the fan. What's up, John?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up?
Tommy, can you hear me?
I can.
That was rough listening to that guy from Yonkers.
Well, Paul's got
to be funny now.
Yeah, you got to know. Paul's he kind of marches to the beat of his own drum. I'm just stunned that he didn't, because it's one thing if you turn the game off, but to not check the score maybe a couple minutes later, because you know this is sports fans. You, even if you feel like you've given up, you never truly give up. Maybe you turn the game off for a second, but to not peek there and go watch a Castaway with Tom Hanks is certainly a choice.
It made me laugh. And Mr. Iron Sheik, greatest quote ever. I beat the Hulk Hogan at the greatest sports arena in the world, the Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. He sure did.
And
well, he lost to Hogan there. He beat Backlund at the Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say we got to call it Brunson Square Garden.
Well,
or Jalen Penn Station.
Yeah, listen, I love Jalen. He's certainly got to win a championship before he's there. And I'm glad you brought that up because there's been a lot of talk about, and I don't remember his name. That's on me. And he's tweeted at me a couple times. Jalen Brunson was amazing tonight. But Jalen Brunson, with all due respect, he's not on the Mount Rushmore yet. He's just not. Not when you have guys that have won championships. Not when you're talking about the likes of Clyde. When you're talking about Willis Reed. When you're talking about the Busher, when you're talking about the Pearl, and even Patrick. And Patrick went to the finals. Jalen hasn't done that yet. He's going to. I want to see him on the Mount Rushmore because it means he wins a championship. So I'm rooting for it, obviously. But he's not there yet. And I'm not naming the building after him. I'm not naming Penn Station after him. But certainly, along with Leon Rose, Brunson right there at the top of the list for turning this franchise around. And he was incredible in the fourth quarter, as he's been so many times throughout his wonderful Knick career. Can't say enough about him. Can't say enough about him. He's been that good. But, and he would tell you this, he's only as good as Bridges stepping up, Shamet stepping up. No one player can win. Even Wemby, as great as he is, he's got Castle, he's got Harper, he's got Fox, they have a team. Shea, I mean, he wins the MVP, but they got guys there. Williams, Holmgren, Ihart. You need the team around you. And at times, Brunson, either whether it's a little bit of lack of trust or whatever the case may be, maybe didn't have the depth. You know, sometimes he would fail in the playoffs because they didn't have the complete team. Now they do. This is the best team of my lifetime. This is the best Knicks team that they've had in the Jalen Brunson era. They're deep. They're loaded. They're experienced. They want this championship so bad, not only what it means for them, but for this city. I mean, think about what we've seen so far from a Knick fan this year alone. Not regular season, but this playoff run. Backs against the wall, down 2-1 to the Hawks. They come storming back, win the rest of the games. Historic game six. They sweep the Sixers. They invade Philadelphia, they meaning Knick fans. They rendered Philly a non-sports town, sent them to the Shaolin Land, sent them to the Shadow Realm, I should say, Shaolin Land, Staten Island. Now I'm like Paul here. I'm getting a little stunat, a little bots in the brain. The Shaolin Land, Staten Island. Shout out. Step to the Wu. Shout out to the Wu-Tang Clan. The Shadow Realm they sent them to, which is so sweet to sweep the Sixers. And now to have this, the greatest playoff victory in my lifetime in four decades as a Knicks fan. How could you not love this team? How could you not love them? How could you not love what's going on at Madison Square Garden? It's emotional. It really is. Now they got to get it done ultimately. We know that. So I almost don't even have to say it. It's almost just like it's one of those things as a sports fan, you just say, even when I said it, I was like, don't say that. But it just comes out. But so far, this is a run that none of us will ever forget. And the Knicks are going to the finals. They were going anyway. I had them in five. Now, it could be four. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We have a bunch of you online here. I want to get to everybody. We have 25 minutes left on this show. Then Alison Tron comes your way at 2 a.m. We'll wrap up with all your calls on the other side. If you want to hop in on the conversation now, if you want, you know, your last chance to talk to me tonight, it's 888-808-1019. It's Tommy Lugauer. It's After Hours. Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
a beautifully designed Squarespace website, is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
.139 here in the Fan of New York City. Tommy Lugauer, it is after hours here on the Fan. Got you for another 21 minutes. Al Cintron comes your way at that time. Plenty of time, though, to take your calls as we wrap up the show. But first, this Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. What we witnessed from Jalen Brunson in the fourth quarter was not only amazing, was not only breathtaking, was not only incredible, was not only heroic, it was the greatest fourth quarter performance individually by any Knick in Knick playoff history. That's how great it was. It's something that I will never forget. Knick fans will never forget. Even non-Knick fans, they will never forget. Brunson, as he has done a lot in his Knick career, put on the cape. As the king of New York, the rightful king of New York, Captain Clutch, Jalen Brunson, he put the cape on and delivered the greatest fourth quarter performance in Knick playoff basketball history. That's what kings do. That's what dudes do. That's what dogs do. They do damage. And that's exactly what Jalen Brunson did in the fourth quarter. As he punched the ticket. Because that's exactly what this is. This series is a wrap. It's either over in four or over in five. Cavs are not going to recover. And the Knicks are the superior team. Brunson's fourth quarter performance is stuff of legend. It's historical. And it's the greatest fourth quarter performance by any Knick in the history of fourth quarters in Knick playoff basketball history. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours here on The Fan. Let's go to... Okay, everybody, let's go to... Michael in Rutherford. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Lugi, how you doing?
Great, how you doing?
I want to give you a lot of credit, by the way. It wasn't even my point, but your pushback on, hey, Brunson's the best Knick ever. No. Clyde, man. Clyde.
Yeah, well, listen. You look forget, at this man. But also, just not only Clyde, because I took a... This was a couple weeks ago, from, and I don't remember his name. He'll have to call me up and remind me. He said, Brunson is already on the Mount Rushmore. I said, hold on a second. You're talking about guys that have won championships, guys that were on, you know, anniversary teams, Hall of Famers. You're talking about DeBuscher, you're talking about Clyde, you talk about Willis, and even Patrick. Patrick made the finals, one of the great centers of all time. Jalen is amazing, but he's got to get to the finals, and then he's got to, when he gets to the finals, then we can have the conversation, but he wins a championship, he's on there, but you can't put him on there yet. You can't.
So what Clyde has is two championships and seven.
Yeah, nobody, you know, no, of course.
Seven.
No.
Name me one Nick who's ever going to have that again.
Nobody, Michael, I think Mount Rushmore is top four, though. Nobody's saying he's better than Clyde. By putting him on the Mount Rushmore, that person is saying basically he's better than Patrick, or he's not putting DeBuscher on there, or he's not putting Earl the Pearl on there. Look, it's recency bias, and Jalen's great. He's not on the Mount Rushmore.
These other guys had pretty short careers, so I guess it's a conversation. Whatever.
Well, listen, you win championships, but championships and Hall of Fame and anniversary teams, that's what gets you on the Mount Rushmore. But yes, it's a conversation for another day, no doubt about it.
It is. Not the reason for the call either. Yeah. Listen, I respect your declaration. Knicks are in the finals. I agree. I think you're right. I just want to know. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a Spurs fan. I'm a Spurs fan since 1990. And you New York guys, you tend to really favor your teams. How much of that basketball game did you watch on Monday night?
Oh, I watched as much as I possibly could. I was watching the end of it here at the... I was also on the air, believe it or not, trying to do a show watching that thriller. So I watched it before I got on the air, and then I think both overtimes I was doing the show. So as best as I humanly possibly could, I was locked in on that game.
Did those teams not scare the death out of you?
Oh, no, they're great. Oh, my God. Of course, they're great. Scare, not the word, but do I have respect for them? Of course. I mean, you're talking about OKC with the two-time reigning MVP, the champs. They're great defensively. They have a ton of depth. The Spurs are incredibly talented. I think they're a little young to win a championship this year, but they're going to get championships with Wemby and Castle and Harper and Fox. They're unbelievable. No. I'm not taking anything away from them. They're incredible. No. I'm not trying to besmirch the Spurs or the Thunder. That's for sure.
And I don't think the youth should be like a discounted factor.
It's hard
either. Like,
to win a championship
when they're that young, but you know what though,
Michael? Here's what I would say: if you're a team like that and you're that young, and obviously extremely talented, you knock off the defending champs in the Western Conference Finals. You might have a letdown. And those lights are very bright in the finals. It might be too much for a team that their three stars are under 23. I mean, Harper's 20 years old. And it just feels like they're not ready for it yet. If they win, I tip my cap. But usually you got to climb the ladder. It's very difficult in your first real run at this to win a championship, especially when your core is that young.
I hear you. I don't know why you feel that way. These dudes are so good at basketball, man. They're so good.
But Michael, I know they're good at basketball because I've been watching basketball my whole life, and that's just the way it works. Until it doesn't. Because you know what? Here's what I'll give you one. I've never in my life, and never will, see a basketball player like Wembanyama. Never. He is, when you're playing NBA 2K, and you create yourself as a player, and you say, I want to be the tallest guy on the court, I want to have the best handle, I want to have the best three-point shooting, and you 99 in every rating, and that's what Wembanyama is. He is just something like we've never seen and never will see again. So if anybody's going to do it, it's him. I get that because he's just otherworldly. But I just think they're too young. And I'm not even talking about the regular season that the Knicks handled them. Forget that. I throw that out the window just like I would have thrown out the window the Pistons handling the Knicks. I don't care about the regular season. Unless it bleeds into the playoffs. Meaning, now I start to think, okay, boy, the Spurs might have the Thunder's number. / they have no answer for Wembanyama. Which it's tough to have an answer for him. But I just think beating the Thunder, that feels like your championship that year. Think about the accomplishment if you're the Spurs. You knocked off the defending champs. You're a young team. You get to the finals. And they would be favored. But I just feel like the Knicks they're battle-tested. They're on a mission. They've played basketball together for the last couple of years. They've been through the sports wars. They've been through the playoff wars. Like, it's their time. Where with the Spurs, their time is maybe next year, 2 years. And I think they can win championships with this group. That's how good they are. I think time will tell that they're better than the Thunder. And the Thunder are unbelievable. But that's how... Wembanyama is... There's only one of him. And the Spurs are lucky to have him. I just think their time is... It's not yet. And as a Knicks fan, I'm rooting for them. And if I have to eat those words, I'll eat them. But that's the way I feel. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Hell's Kitchen. Mike is on the fan here on After Hours. Loogie in the late night. What's up, Mike?
Tommy, how you doing, Tenacious?
Great, 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 great. Hope you're doing great as well.
I'm glad you're there, man. Congratulations with everything.
Thank you.
I love listening to you, pal.
Appreciate you.
Tom, before I get into the main topic, I'm a Hell's Kitchen boy. I live in the city. Just real quick, though, Long Island, you know, talking about Long Island. You remember that place, Chauncey's?
No, off the top of my head, I don't. Where was it?
It was on the beach, to be honest with you.
The beach where, though? Because there's a ton of beach in Long Island. So when you say the beach, you got to be more specific.
My buddy used to live on Wisconsin. That's why I think Minnesota's almost.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're saying Long Beach. You're Long Beach. And what was
the name
of the bar?
Long Beach.
I don't remember Chauncey's. I was more of a Minnesota's guy. And then I would go to the Inn next door as well. There were a couple other spots, but Chauncey's, Pops, which wasn't technically in Long Beach, but Bridgeview.
We got raunchy and Chauncey's.
Oh, I'm sure. Listen, you know what? Let's put it this way. I'm sure it got down after hours. That's for sure.
Oh, they had a pole and everything, Tom.
Very nice.
Real quick, I was listening to the guys that were talking about like changing channels and watching.
Yeah, turn the game
and
off.
Wilson.
Yep. Yeah.
And I remember, I'm not gonna lie to you. I went to the throne and I bought the Sunday paper and but guess what, Tommy? I left the radio. I left the TV on. You know what I mean? I listened.
Yeah.
While I was on the throne.
Correct.
You know, so
got to keep an eye on the game.
I thought it was bad luck because they were down by 22. All of a sudden, I got out of the throne and were down by 5. I don't want to go. I didn't want to get off.
Yeah, listen, once they started making that run, at least, I could just tell you the way I felt because I was feeling it, I knew the Knicks were winning the game. I did. It looked bleak when it was 22. I think there was a 4-point play. It was not going the Knicks' way. It looked like, all right, they're just rusty and they're going to drop the game here. But I was well prepared to say no biggie, Knicks in 5. They're going to win the series for all the things that I laid out going into this Eastern Conference Finals. But then Brunson happened, Shamet happened, Bridges happened, OG Anunoby, who we haven't talked a lot about and we should, was amazing defensively, as he always is. And he was really the guy that just kind of turned things around also with this franchise because they just became a much better defensive team once he was acquired by the Raptors. James Harden played a hand in this as a sports loser. Kenny Atkinson played a hand in this in not having Mitchell be the guy out there and not calling timeouts at all during this. Just Merrill's three almost went in, but come on, Mitchell's got to have the ball in his hands. And if he finds Merrill, that's fine, but Donovan Mitchell is the star player, not James Harden. And James Harden trying to go one-on-one with Brunson did not work, and Brunson was absolutely cooking him on the other side. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's amazing the difference a year makes. You think back to last year, Game 1, Eastern Conference Finals at Madison Square Garden. A night that none of us will ever forget. Tyrese Halliburton takes a shot, the ball bounces, basically hits the roof of Madison Square Garden, and goes in. You know, sometimes you need to get the breaks. Sometimes you need the luck. Sometimes you need the bounces. You need to be a great team, but you also need that luck. And last year, the basketball gods, the luck, it wasn't on the side of the Knicks. That happens. It happens sometimes. It sucks to be on the wrong side of it, but that's sports. You sign up for it when you become a sports fan. Fast forward a year later, and it was a completely different script. Now, the bounces went the Knicks' way. Whether it was Shamet's three-pointer that looked like it was about to rim out, it went in. And then Merrill's three-pointer at the end of regulation was three-quarters down the net. And somehow, some way, it popped up. The Knicks didn't get the bounces and the breaks last year. They blew a big lead and ultimately lost game one at home. And now a year later, they flip the script. They come storming back. They have the big come from behind victory. They get the bounces, the Knicks do. And when you look at all the ingredients that the Knicks have to win a championship, and now you're starting to see the bounces and the luck go their way, it makes you feel like the Knicks are a team of destiny. It is going to be Knicks in 26. Because not only do they have the talent, not only do they have the depth, not only do they have the chemistry, the continuity, the experience, having gone through the sports playoff wars together, not only do they have their eyes on the prize, because that's what it's been about all season long. winning that championship, getting to the finals, doing something they haven't done in forever. 27 years not getting in the finals, 50 plus years not winning a championship. The mission was always win the championship. They have all the ingredients. And now it looks like they have the final ingredient, which is a little bit of lady luck. The bounces. The stuff they didn't get last year against the Pacers, they now got against the Cavs. And off of an emotional, historical night like this, it's impossible not to start viewing the Knicks as a team of destiny. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Al in Brooklyn. What's up, Al?
Tom, I think that we live in a dream. Knicks in five is not going to happen. They had three terrible quarters. Mm-hmm. One quarter they played decent.
Yeah, but they also didn't play basketball for over a week. You don't think that had anything to do with the 3.5 quarters of bad basketball?
That's a good excuse for one quarter. Three quarters, they were below average. They got a miracle in the fourth quarter. No way Knicks in five. If we get Knicks in seven, we're lucky.
No, hold on a second. How did the Cavs respond to this loss? How in any way did they pick themselves off the mat and respond and take a game at Madison? Let's start with game two. How did the Cavs win that game? How do they take that type of emotional dagger and respond?
They're becoming better. The James Harden in game seven and game six is becoming better. James Harden had better games.
No,
last
not really.
Series he had better
not
games.
Really. No, he did not. Not in game six and seven he didn't. And he was horrible down the stretch. He was not better, actually. So James Harden does what James Harden always does.
We got lucky in the fourth quarter.
Okay. Well, we didn't get lucky last year in game one against Indiana. So you know what? It's time to get a little bit of luck. When you're great and you get luck, that's when you're cooking with gas.
But you can bank on that.
Well, no, but you know what, though? They're going to play better in game two because now they've kind of hit that gear. They played great down the stretch in the fourth quarter. And now I expect game two to be a lot like what we saw the last seven games when they were steamrolling teams.
Let's hope we see that. But the way they were playing this game.
They won the game. 3.5 quarters. Throw that out the window. I don't expect to see that team that was playing for 3.5 quarters show up on Thursday, especially off of the win that they had. And I don't see the Cavs in any way being able to pick themselves off the concrete and figuring out a way to take a game here at the Garden or in Cleveland. I think this is a wrap, 4 or 5, take your pick. All right, that'll do for me. What a night, what a moment. It's great to be a Knicks fan. It's great to be a sports fan. This is one of those nights you'll remember for the rest of your lives. My thanks to Rosenberg. My thanks to Fleegs. Al Cintron comes your way next, and we will talk to you tomorrow night here on After Hours.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!